they come to pass. Amen. Amen. Thank you, choir. Aren't you glad that you set your clock and got to church this morning? Amen. 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 All right, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans, chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. I should like to begin reading with the 15th verse. The 15th verse, Romans chapter 6. Listen to God's word. Listen to God's word. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that through you used to be slaves, though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obey the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness, righteousness, righteousness. I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves, just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness. And the result is eternal life. Here's our key text. For the wages of sin is death, comma. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life. I want to use this passage this morning from this great chapter from the book of Romans to share a brief word on the subject from death to life. From death to life. We're used to going from life to death, but this morning we want to talk about going from death to life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this preaching moment. We thank you, Lord, for each heart, each ear that is open and eager to receive what you have to say. Speak to our minds, speak to our souls, speak to our spirits, that we will leave here today strengthened and encouraged, ready to run this race until you say, well done. Silently now we wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open our ears, our hearts, our minds, our souls and our spirits and illumine them, Spirit Divine. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to see the Hodos today in our service this morning. I want you to know we continue to pray for you. Amen. From death to life. This morning we begin the annual season of Lent. Lent. A time when we remember and reflect upon the sacrifice and price Jesus paid for our redemption and our salvation. How many of you know that nothing in life is free? Not even our salvation. For if it had not been for the Lord on our side, and the fact that he was willing to go all the way to Calvary, we would all be sinners on our way to hell. Over the next few weeks, I want to focus on the price that was paid and how we can move from sinners to saints and from death to life. Over the next few weeks, we will focus our attention on how the hand of God is helping us and guiding us in our life in Christ. How many of you know you cannot live this Christian life by yourself or for yourself? The only way we can make it from earth to glory is to grab hold of somebody else's hand and we help one another. Amen, Walls. If there ever was a problem that has befuddled humanity, it is the problem of sin. Sin, disobedience of God's will, or sin, a deliberate act contrary to God's laws. And truth be told, from the cradle of creation to this present moment, we have all been guilty of this thing we call sin. If I were to ask you, everybody in here who's committed a sin lately, to raise your hand, you ought to raise your hand. Let me ask this question. Who in here has not committed a sin in the last week? Raise your hand. Because I could pray for you. This morning, I want to direct your attention to this problem. You see, God has a plan even for the creation of the universe on how to lift a soon fallen humanity back into oneness with himself. And to sign, seal this new agreement, God sent his son Jesus and through him taught us the way of grace, the way of mercy, and the way of forgiveness. If you're glad about that, you ought to just say amen.
Amen.
If you're covered by his grace, somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus. If you know that you know that you know that God loves you in spite of what you have done, somebody will say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul is attempting to explain to the Christians in Rome what are the benefits of living for Christ and free from sin. Anybody know somebody who wants to experience the best of sin and the best of grace? Huh? Those are the ones who do their sin and then weep and wail and come to the altar and cry and spit up and all that kind of stuff. And say, Lord, give me your forgiveness and grace one more time. Amen? And God is so good, isn't he? He gives us that grace one more time, and we go out on Saturday night and we mess it up again. How many know that does not work with God? Either you are in, saints, or you are out, ain'ts. Either you are hot or you are cold. You can't be in the middle with God. God wants to know, are you on my side or have you gone your own way? The purpose of chapter 6 is to explain to us what it means to be on the Lord's side. Shalom, what is that thing, that person, that test, that trial, that temptation that looks so good to you that it's hard to give up? If it's not of God, if it takes you away from God, if it leads you in the wrong direction, you need to have the courage and the strength to say no. Amen. We need to learn how to say no to our flesh. I'm going to do it God's way. We need to be able to say no to the enemy, Satan, and say, I'm not coming your way, Satan, because I am already a child of the King. We ought to be able to say no to our friends who try to lead us in the way of perdition, because God is the head of our life. God is our friend who's above every other friend. God is our company keeper. God is our shield. God is our watchman. God is always there, and for God I live, and for God I'll die. Then there are those who believe that because I'm covered by the blood, I can still sin and get away with it. Amen. If I do the wrong thing here, amen, the Lord will forgive me. Or if I do the wrong, if I say the wrong thing, well, nobody's perfect. If I get caught, well, if I confess and ask for forgiveness, I'll be all right. But the next time I'm in the same situation and I'm tempted again, I do it again, and I think God's going to clean me up again. But I got news for you. One of these old days, you're going to slip and slide and find yourself where you don't want to be. Some of you may remember that old comedian, Flip Wilson. You remember Flip Wilson? He had that character, I forget her name. Whatever that name was, Geraldine. And she'd always do whatever she wanted to do. And then at the end of it, she would say, well, the devil made me do it. No, the devil did not make you do anything. You did what you wanted to do. Come on, saints. We need to name it and claim it this morning and get it right with God. In the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, as we begin this Lenten season, it is a time for soul searching. It is a time for character correction. It is a time of life transformation. So often we can see the problem in somebody else's life, but in the words of the old spiritual, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my cousin Snooky, not my brother Shooky, but it's me. I need the prayer. I need the correction. I need the spiritual renewal. I need some fresh wind and fresh fire in my life. I need the love of Jesus to be poured out on me. I need to go to the cross and renew my salvation again. After all, you have the blood. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the fellowship of believers. You have the Savior's love in your life. You have a good old-fashioned common sense. But what you need more than anything else is you need Jesus. So as we prepare to enter into this season of Lent, my message to you is to challenge you to use these words, this time, to draw closer to God. I want to challenge you over these next few weeks to pray more. Oh, I know you pray, now I lay me down to sleep, but I'm talking about really pray. I mean the kind of prayer where you open up your heart and you become honest and sincere with God. Lord, I know that there's some things in my life that are not right. Lord, I know there's some things in my life that I'm not sure that need to be shored up. Lord, I know that there's some things in my life that need correction, that need inspiration, that need the dab of the Holy Ghost. We need to call on Him in prayer. My Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. What happens when you don't ask? Nothing happens. But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We need to pray more. Secondly, during this time of Lent, we need to read our Bibles more. I'm not talking about picking up your daily read and reading the verse at the top of the page. I'm talking about getting into sincere, serious study of the Word of God. May I suggest something to you? I want to suggest to you during this period of time that you will look at one of the Gospels. Now they are Matthew, just so you haven't been to Sunday school, Mark, Luke, and what's that last one? Oh yeah, John. Amen. I want you to look, grab one of those Gospels, and just begin to read one or two chapters every day. You'll be surprised what you'll learn about Jesus. Oh, Pastor, I've read that 10 times. I've been reading my Bible since I was a little kid. I still learn new things when I open up the Word of God. But you'll never learn a thing if your Bible is closed. So I want to encourage you to find a book in the Bible, preferably a gospel book, and read it slowly, carefully, prayerfully, and then ask God, what does that passage mean to me? Thirdly, I want to suggest to you that you come to church more. Oh, Pastor, I'm here. Good, I'm glad you're here. I'm going to look for you on Wednesday. Minister Bill, did it get quiet up in here? I'm going to look for you on Wednesday. Why? Because on Wednesday, we pray. Amen. On Wednesday, we call on the name of the Lord. On Wednesday, we put before the Lord the burdens, the cares that we have in our own hearts and that our family members have in their hearts and members of our church have. There are people in this congregation we pray for every single week. Why? Because we love you and we know God is able. And there's some who are here today, I believe in part because of the prayers of the saints. What would it cost you to give up an hour and a half and come to prayer service and the Bible study during the week? Whatever works for you, my brothers and sisters, I want you to take these days carefully, prayerfully. Let God's word feed you, support you, challenge you. And as we move closer to the cross, I'm reminded of what it says in verse 23. It says, the wages of sin is death. Ah, but it doesn't stop there, does it? But it goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can't get that from Hollywood. You can't get that from Washington, D.C. Trump can't give that to you. You can't get that from the supermarket. The only place you can get eternal life is to call on the Father and say, Lord, here I am, just as I am. Wash me and clean me. cleanse me and fill me and restore me. Isn't that good news, Shiloh? Isn't it good to know that God is still able to pick us up and turn us around? That God is still able to forgive us of our sins? Isn't that good news that even though the devil is trying to bring us down, Jesus wants to lift us up. He wants to lift us up. So let's use these days not just to mark on the calendar, but to leave a mark upon our lives as who God is and what he can do for us. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing. Nothing. Not my mama, not my papa, nothing. Not the best job I ever had, nothing. But the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory today. Challenge us through your word, Lord, over these next 40 days. Challenge us through your word, that we will draw closer to you and that you will draw closer to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand with me, please? If you're here today, man, woman, boy, or girl, and you stand in need of this Savior, you stand in need of a touch from heaven, I want to pray with you today. I want to give you this opportunity today to get it right with God. Don't care who you are, where you come from. All I know is Jesus loves us. This I know, for the Bible tells us so. If you're here today and you know something's missing in your life, and you want me to pray with you that you can get into a right relationship with God, just raise your hand right where you are. Just raise your hand right where you are. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand in the back. God bless you, sister. I see your hand. How about in my balcony? Is there one? Is there one in my balcony? In my balcony. Is there one? Is there another? Is there another? Is there another? Amen. Amen. For those who have raised their hands, I want to pray for you, and then I want you to be led in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you for those who have boldly raised their hands to say, I want a closer walk with you. I want a better relationship. I want to know you in a personal way. I want to be so intimate with you that I can hear your voice even as you hear mine. Lord God, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Even now, these hearts, these souls, these lives are knocking at the door. So, Father God, I ask that you swing that door wide open and welcome them in, that they may have the relationship that they so desire with you. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a fresh start and a new life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? Can we give God some praise?